Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Rolling Energy Group Military Tribute on Monday night. Hi, my name is Gary Shaw. We're here tonight to inform you, educate you, basically swell your mind, give you some major brain swell on the benefits of vibration, frequencies, and energy. We're going to talk a little bit about a gentleman from that came to America around the turn of the century, the 19th century, around 1895, a gentleman by the name of Nikola Tesla. And then we're going to basically share with you some information that is going to blow your mind, literally swell your brain. What if you could take some of his technology and basically replicate, clone, reproduce, say medicine, say plants, say oils, steel, concrete, asphalt, literally anything in the world, because everything literally has its own uniqueness, its own vibration, its own atoms and molecules, but it has its own individually frequencies. What if you could physically take that and literally extract it without physically losing any of its originality? And basically, in other words, what if you could eliminate people from popping pills or drinking milkshakes or lotions, any of that? Well, in his journal around 1895, he had a little device that looked like a car that had people in the back seat without any drivers. If you could think, wow. In 1920, he was working on quantum resonating energy, but he also had a little device that was about 3.5 inches wide by about 5 inches long. What could that possibly be? Could that be a cell phone? Well, I want to thank a couple people tonight before I get into the story and tell you a little bit about it. I want to thank Richard and Joy Matuition, Diana Anderson, and Sean Doc Farrell, because me and my business partner could not travel all over the United States and do our radio show without these tremendous, wonderful people. And then second, this show has not been evaluated by any government regulatory or agencies. So tonight, when we open up the line and you're brand new, you're going to get to participate in a new format. You're going to get to ask some questions. And I want you to think about what may be ailing you. Do you have a knee ache? Do you have a foot ache? Do you have a bad ache? Do you have a toothache? Do you have a headache? Do you get nervous around people? When you're driving, do you get stressed? Do you need to lose a little inches, or do you need to detox? Do you have problems sleeping? I'd like to hear your issues, but keep basically from asking a medical question, because we are not here to diagnose, prevent, or try to cure any kind of disease or any kind of issues with medical. Again, this show is strictly educational and informational. Now, I told you a little earlier that what if somebody could replicate, reproduce anything that was patented and reproduce it, but basically be able to take not your everyday grandmother's hologram, but a geometric digital kind of custom hologram, and be able to embed that material or that frequencies into a hologram or a structured carbon fiber material, layered structured material. And who would be better that we could answer some of those questions? My friend, my business partner, and a professor at a major university. I want to tell you a little bit about this guy. First, he's probably older than dirt. No, I'm just kidding, Herb. Anyway, Herb was actually a college professor. He actually taught at two major universities. He wrote two curriculums for that university, for a couple of universities. He has an MBA in business, blows my little business degree away. He has a marketing degree, which I have as well. He and I both have built structured businesses that exceeded far more than $3.6 million a year in sales. He taught on the graduate student side as well as the college students marketing, business. He has a speech degree. He has a marketing degree. But what he's known for more than anything else in the world is a naturist. This is a type of guy that loves to physically get out into the woods, into the swamps, and he can lay in the creeks. He can lay in the grass and go barefooted. He takes you deep into deserts. He has taken physically more than a million people around the world into these little weed walks and energy fields. So with that, we're going to interview Professor Irv Samuels. So I'd like for you to get those questions ready and press 1. And Richard, if you'll start opening up phone lines, we're going to interview Professor Irv Samuels. Irv, are you here?
I am.
Fantastic. Will you please kind of tell us a little bit what I was talking about with Nikola Tesla and how this young, brilliant, smart, little almost genius, young 19-year-old was able to literally tap into almost Tesla's mind to a degree almost 100 years later and figure this out. Can you share a little of this with us?
Well, let's start in the beginning, and that is very simply, when Tesla came to America, a lot of people, you know, kind of questioned him. You know, they absolutely wanted him to prove himself. One of those guys was a guy named Thomas Edison. And ultimately, Tesla proved everything. In fact, you know, you may have heard of the shortwave radio. Marconi got credit for that. Well, turns out he stole it from Tesla, and they reneged his fame and fortune. It was definitely a Tesla invention. Tesla created the Niagara Project. If you go to Niagara Falls and you see that huge hydroelectric plant underneath the Niagara River, that's his design. It's been duplicated, replicated around the world. In the 20s, he began to work on some quantum resonating energy projects. And when we talk about 100 years later, Mike Hassler having been invited to the Tesla convention, it was all based upon the pioneering efforts of Nikola Tesla. Now, to put Tesla in vogue, Einstein in an interview was asked very simply, what's it like being the smartest man in the world? And his response was, I have no clue. You'd have to ask Nikola Tesla. Put that in your cup of tea and drink it for a while. Tesla was a pretty remarkable individual. And we're about to show you how you could take advantage of some of the results of his pioneering thinking. In 2012, a young man from New Hampshire, Mike Hassler, was invited to the Tesla convention. That convention is an esoteric event. Not very many people have the privilege of even knowing about that event, yet getting invited. Well, Mike at 19 was invited. Specifically, his father, Rick Hassler, had recently sold one of his companies as an Inc. 500 company to a huge international industrial giant, Kyocera, for big bucks. And when his son was honored with the invitation to that, he was absolutely excited about it himself. But he had some reservations because his son Mike pretty much had lived in the backwoods of New Hampshire, certainly had never been to Germany before. And Rick was thinking, you know, how is it going to, you know, come together if he's exposed to some of the smartest, and I say this respectfully, geekiest minds in the world. And with that, you know, they kind of had some arguments, and eventually the son won out, and they compromised. The compromise was pretty simply they went together to that event. When they returned from that event, Mike said to his dad, based upon what we heard and some of the ideas I've been running by, I believe we could impact the world and absolutely bring some practical applications to some of those theories. And his father, having listened to the same lectures, having gone to the same breakout sessions, was absolutely nonplussed. He couldn't believe what he heard out of his son's mouth. He said, what are you talking about? Because to Rick, the father was all science fiction. Maybe something would come out of this in 10, 20, 30, 50 years if he lived long enough to see it. And when his son said, I got it, Dad, I could do this, he has a lot of faith in his children. He said, well, what do you need, Mike? Mike said, lots of money. That wasn't an issue, you know, again, for Rick, who had successfully sold his business recently. So he said, for what? And Mike started spelling out basically the components of a quantum physics laboratory, state of the art. And at that point, you know, basically Rick gave Mike the checkbook, Mike went shopping, and the rest is history. And you're going to hear some amazing, life-altering technologies that are now a part of our world that you can enjoy every day for the rest of your life.
Amazing. Let's say I have, for example, I've got an 18-speed, and with lots of traffic, I own a semi-truck and trailer. I have several issues. Number one, you know, I was overweight, so I needed to lose weight, but at the same time, my knees all the time ached, and so did my back. Is there anything that would benefit me as a truck driver to have more energy, my knees, you know, preserve my food that's in my little refrigerator? Because I'm in a truck, you know, for weeks at a time, and, you know, these berries, when you get strawberries and raspberries and you put them in your refrigerator, in a little bitty refrigerator like mine and in a truck, they just don't last. Is there any kind of technology that we could benefit from what Mike or Nikola Tesla, that whatever it was done, is there any kind of technology that would benefit me as a truck driver?
I hope you're seated. Not only truck drivers, but our veterans, our active military, household individuals, specifically housewives and their husbands and their children, everyone will benefit. Let's start in the beginning. You mentioned things deteriorating rapidly. Well, they put together a hologram technology that extends the vibrancy, the freshness of fruits and produce and breads and cut flowers. Pretty much anything that begins to decay relatively rapidly is now possibly extended by 50%. And the simplicity of that is just put it in the proximity of one of these amazing devices. They're unconditionally guaranteed to work for a year. And what they do is that they mitigate the complications of mold, bacteria, and fungi. So, you know, that mold that begins to grow in those berries, won't see it happen. If you're, you know, kind of talking about your milk going sour, it won't happen. I mean, in fact, I have an interview. I'm hooking a couple goat farmers together that have experience with goats to the extreme. One has been using this technology for a while, and she's going to share with this other naive goat farmer. And in her experience, it has so many positive, impactful, you know, facts. It specifically extends the vibrancy, the life of goat's milk from 3 weeks to, in her experience, over 7 now. It specifically,
wow,
when they make these out of goat's milk, it tends to get bitter after about a month. Well, she's finding that when she energizes it with these freshness cards, it absolutely doesn't get bitter. It's unbelievable at how, you know, again, energy impacts everything in our world. And then you mentioned truck driving, and I also have a CDL. Haven't been on the road as a commercial driver in decades, but bottom line is it definitely is, you know, wearing in so many ways. You know, number one, it's a sedentary lifestyle while you're riding and riding and riding and riding. And some people put on a few calories and tend to, you know, kind of balloon out, and we have a solution for that. Also, some people, you know, you get pretty stiff riding for hours and hours. And ultimately, you know, shifting the gears and you know, there's also the anxiety and stress factor. I mean, there's always some crazy, naive driver that, you know, doesn't realize that you have 80,000 pounds and you're going 70 miles an hour and they jart in front of you. I mean, if that isn't anxiety producing, nothing is. So all I could say is, We do have solutions. We have a CBD solution. We have a relief solution. We have a wow solution. We have so many things that address stress and anxiety, discomfort relief. We even, with the wow modality and an earthing card modality, we have an amazing benefit that literally not only relieves the discomfort very rapidly for most people, but more important than that, it even seemingly addresses stiffness so that, you know, when you get out of that truck and you look like a 90-year-old guy holding the grab handle and you could barely get down to the earth, once you have these technologies in your hand, people will say, how are you doing that? You're an old guy, you know, and they're, you know, 25 years old and they're just beat up enough. They can't even do that anymore. So yes, we have solutions.
Now, could I take that food freshness card and say, stick it in, basically like, I've got a cushion that I had made. Could I stick that food freshness card in that cushion or against my back or in my pillow or in my bunk? Would it give me energy, or is there anything that would give me energy? I'm 62 years old. Is there anything that would give me lots and lots of energy and make these 25-year-olds jealous that Lily, that we could use? Or
Yes. There are many modalities that are now available through this technology that will add energy in various forms. One is the freshness card. It, again, mitigates the complications of mold, bacteria, and fungi. And in the human body, we're primarily water. It also mitigates to, you know, some degree the effect of EMF, electromagnetic frequency, which is detrimental to our ability to hydrate. So that when you have those cards in your presence, you'll see that you'll sleep better, you'll have more energy, you'll feel a lot better for so many reasons. And then we have the earthing card. Gives you the benefits of earthing, running around barefoot outside 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's a little credit card-looking thing. It's carbon fibered, unconditionally guaranteed for an entire year. And it will facilitate not only adding energy to your life, but it will also add strength, range of motion, improve your balance. For a lot of people, they experience mental clarity and focus. It almost sounds too good to be true. But when you begin to experience all the benefits of these technologies, you'll never look back at, you know, silly pharmaceutical solutions or, you know, specifically even thinking about visiting that doctor when you have a little discomfort issue. You'll have a simple peel and stick or a simple carbon fiber solution that will make such a difference in your life. We have a technology called WOW, W-O-W, WOW, and it's available in both a peel and stick. Those are good for about 72 hours, and we also have a carbon fiber version that's unconditionally guaranteed for a year, and boy, will it add energy, mental clarity and focus. It will relieve discomfort, help you with anxiety and stress, and again, I mentioned earlier, it will literally facilitate getting rid of some of that stiffness that for one reason or another sneaks up on us as we get older.
Man, I just fixed to ask you about when you were telling all that. I thought, this can't be true. Is there any way that I could get my hands on some of these or get some for free?
Well, again, we expect people to be skeptical, no question about it. And what we put together is an absolute no-brainer situation on our radio blog show. And that is very simply, any first-time listener that's invited to the show has the ability to get between 3 and 12 resonators absolutely free, and even more. But this is how that works. When they are invited and they come on board and they identify themselves as a first-time caller, and they specifically fill in a little form with the particular items that are of interest to them. When they do that, they will receive a communication from the individual who invited them to this show, and they will receive a couple videos to review that will give them a little more detail on the specific items that are of interest to them. For completing that, they have earned their 9-day supply of resonators. If they want to get a little more excited, and this isn't very difficult, invite 4 individuals to listen to this radio show within 7 days. So, you know, this being Monday night, they have until next Monday night. If they have four guests on that identify themselves as first-time listeners, they'll get 36 days worth of trials. They could pick and choose various kinds. And ultimately, specifically, we throw in an EMF shield. And I didn't even talk about that, but we have a huge technology that literally limits the damaging effect of electromagnetic frequency when you're talking on your phone and when you're specifically using your laptop or your notebook or you're running some kind of high-tech gadget in your house. And again, free. Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
No, don't get any better than that. Let's open up the lines and see if anybody has any kind of issues that they might want to address. So, Richard, if you would, open up, press one, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to hear your ideas or thoughts on this type of format. And if you have any issues, please refrain from using anything medical. But let's see if we might be able to give you a kind of a direction on a battery, as we like to call them, that will benefit you and your family. So, Richard, do you have anyone that's actually pressed one just yet?
No, Gary, no one has pressed one. Everyone on here is a brand partner.
We would love to hear your opinion of the interactive format instead of the lecture style that we used previously. Richard, what do you think preliminarily?
We've got one coming right here. Hold on a second. 7368, Scott or Teresa.
Hey, guys. How you doing this evening?
Hey, Scott.
Hey,
welcome.
Interaction, back and forth. I thought that was pretty interesting. It was totally different. I liked it.
Thank you.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
That gives more time to get on there for testimonials, and I think you did a good job back and forth. And if you switch it up every couple nights to a different product to talk about, I think that'd be great.
Sure, and we'd like to have our brand partners that are aware of what's going on ask questions so that we could showcase, you know, specific products and then kick back to a reference to maybe a testimonial that brand partner has hands-on experience with.
Yeah, that'd be
awesome.
What
we're trying to do is get more people interactive, talking on a show so people will start inviting more. And when people hear the interaction, it's going to be like a real radio show instead of just a lecture, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah, it does make sense. Yes, I understand totally what you're saying, and it does. Teresa's like, she was sitting there, she's like, well, they changed it up.
Yep.
She said she forgot her daughter forgot his lines. Yeah. I said, nah, you know better than that.
That's a good one, Teresa. That's a good one. But I'm glad you like it. I'd like to hear from the rest of you that's on here because you're branding partners. I'd like to hear you're honest. And don't be shy, and don't worry. You're not going to hurt our feelings because we're still, even though Urban and I have done this for a while, we're still learning and still playing. So we want your input, okay? Richard, what are you thinking? And how about the boss lady? Did she listen to this at all?
She didn't listen to it all, but I liked it. I thought it was fun. And then, like you said, instead of being lecture mode, it caught some general interest of, and you know, I've kind of mentioned before that, you know, the old 80-20 rule, 20% of the types of issue that you would have, 80% of the people would have, okay? So covering a few items like that and getting an interest, and like Scott said, and you guys had also mentioned too, is, you know, possibly change it up for a couple different products on another night. But I think it gets that interest. And if someone is new on the call, I'm sure they would be open up to say, hey, what about me? I got this. So I think it's a great way of introducing the patches and products and to new people. So that's my thought.
Well, we need
great.
We need all of you. We need all of you to be asking questions and get more involved. That way, we can shorten the things up, but get more people in, and it's having different people talking. So it's coming off like, you know, like an actual interview instead of basically just being a lecture. I'd like to hear from some more people. Go ahead, Irv.
Looking back at what, you know, we covered this evening, we completely skipped CBD and nitro, and they're very important things. Hopefully a brand partner would pick up on that and say, hey, you know, what would help me if I wanted to do some, you know, marathon running or, you know, head into the bedroom or, you know, whatever. And CBD, say, hey, you know, there's such a popular trend going on around my neighborhood. You know, it seems to be a rage. They have, you know, something that's called CBD. Do you have anything even similar? And that would really be helpful, you know, if we have kind of, you know, I'll call it chill introductions to the topics. But it's all sincere. We're just trying to, you know, come about presenting in an effective way that we could interest our first-time prospects with a little more excitement.
So we've heard from one. There's about five or six or seven more of you. So please press one. I want your honest opinion. Don't worry. You're not going to hurt our, you know, we're big boys. We're older. So, you know, you can tell us exactly what you truly think. And don't hold back. Tell us exactly
okay,
truly
we,
what
we got
you
Pam.
Think.
Pam's got her hand. Pam's live now. Go ahead, Pam.
Okay, I won't hold back. I love it. You guys did a great job. Awesome.
Well, that's several, Irv. So we might have a grand slam on our hands. That works.
I really
will you be interactive and start asking other questions?
Absolutely. I was just going to say, I really think, like Irv said, if we're all, you know, in on it and prompting, you know, what needs to come out, I think it's going to be awesome. And
what you all need to start doing, it's not just the Irv and Gary show. This is your radio show. So you can say, will you please come on my radio show and listen to me? And I got a couple partners. Do you think that would help you at all if you're letting people know that you're going to be doing some of the questioning and interviewing and talking?
I really think
what's
it would.
What's anybody's thought? Go ahead, Pam. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I think it would because I know, you know, people have a tendency to be shy. And so, again, it's back to that modeling, you know, I'm going to talk so you can talk. It's safe. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Because that's the only way we're going to get people's interest. Each and every one of you, this is your show. So we all need to be focusing on, and here's the rule, okay? Realistically, if you send out 1,000 invitations, you might get 5 people. Maybe. If you're only inviting 5 people, you probably ain't going to get anybody on the show. People are busy. People have ungodly things that pop up. People have kids. You know, people have spouses that at any moment, you know, there's everything in the world that could pop up to keep people from coming on the show. So if you start looking for a social media influencer, I don't know if any of you are following me, but if you've been following me, you'll see everywhere I go, I am looking for a social media influencer. And I'm even being really, really crazy doing stupid shit on TikTok to get people's attention now. And I'm talking about literally going in stores and dancing in front of people. Whatever it takes to grab people's attention.
Great.
And I'm going to have me some T-shirts made that says, I'm crazy, but I'm looking for a social media influencer. Ask me how to make some money.
cool.
Because if you really understood and you thought and opened up your vision and you really, really, really caught this vision, you have no earthly idea of the kind of money that's in this.
So I have a question. So I have a YouTuber. I have a YouTuber that has like 5 million viewers. And he's been asking me to do some Reiki and some energy work on his YouTube channel. And so, of course, I want to incorporate the products and the batteries into that. So any thought on the best way to benefit from a social media influencer? Because I'm talking, this guy is big. He's got a huge following. And I know there's a possibility of looking goofy, you know, from a YouTuber, but I'm willing to take that risk.
Don't you lay people down when you're doing the Reiki. Don't you lay them down before you start working on them?
Well, I can.
Okay.
This is going to be a specific topic.
Well, I was just going to say, if you were doing something live, if you were doing something live with a guest, you lay out 4 or 5 food freshness cards, and you have that person laying on them, and then you just basically tell, this is what makes the Reiki last a lot, what it helps with the energy. And when they see that food freshness card, watch your sales go plumb through the roof. And make sure you have the, I'd get me a garden tub and fill it full of water, and I would literally put my earthing card and my food freshness in that card for a couple of days. And then I'd draw from that water, and I'd have it in all the corners of the store. And when you're doing whatever you're going to be doing with him, they're going to feel the energy, literally, as you're doing your Reiki. They're going to feel the vibrations. They're going to feel that energy literally come from within that, because you have just created one heck of a quantum room. So the people will feel it. And then pick you a topic and talk about how well that, you know, this is just like taking the Reiki home with you, and it makes the people, you know, feel better for days, and then they come back because they like what they get.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You know
what
you're doing.
Here's the challenge. Yeah.
I mean,
well,
if we need to strategize with you, we will. If we need to strategize with you, we will.
I appreciate it. So the guy's mom is a hoarder, and so the challenge is to help balance her so she's no longer feeling this compulsion to keep everything. So it's going to be in their house, so I love that. I'll bring the supercharged water, but
if
it's
you,
not
if you got
in
a hold of the
my
balance
control.
Have you got a hold of the balance yet?
Oh, and by the way, thank you so much for my birthday gift. I just got it today. So
did
the
you?
Timing was awesome. I appreciate you guys.
Well, we appreciate you.
So
and anybody else that steps up like Pam did, Irv and I will step up the plate and do something nice for you. You want to tell them what you got, Pam, just out of curiosity, when you opened up your little gift?
Well, I'm not even sure yet because I'm still at work, but I just opened the envelope.
Oh, you ain't seen it yet.
And
okay.
Well, I have, but I'm not sure what I have. You know, it reminds me of Irv at the beginning saying, just take some time and get to know what you got in your hand. But so I got New Balance test pass, it says, which is awesome. I can't wait to learn about that.
You got the New Balance. You need to try that. You are going to be blowed. I mean, literally blowed away with that.
I can't wait. and then I got some samples of some things, Herb, that Herb, you want to come in here? I don't know what you want me to say.
She has some experimental products, and ultimately, the cool thing is that she also has an idea that we don't quite have yet, but the idea of being able to give a gift card away. We're going to have that $20 gift card very, very soon, you know, with any first-time order. I was talking to Rick at length today. We have some really good news, and that is that they have chosen to spend a fortune on our shopping cart. They're going to pay, you know, they picked the biggest company in the world that provides efficient shopping online service. And as a consequence, they're paying big bucks every single month from as soon as they integrate it with our new platform. But they made a choice to spend that money to do it right. And again, boy, are we with the right company. It's going to take a little while. You know, the integration is not an easy process. But it's definitely coming together, guys. And that gift card,
and if you
know, the idea of being, the idea of being able to give $20 away to everybody that you introduce, you know, they get a few samples and say, hey, in the meantime, you know, while you're waiting for those samples to appear, why don't you take advantage of an order, unconditionally guaranteed, and you'll get $20 off on that initial order anyhow. And boy, are we going to be able to convert.
You use that gift card and say, if you listen to this show and get some free samples, listen to the show, we'll show you how to get a $20 gift card.
Yep, it's a great idea.
Hey, Herb said it, I've said it, we've said it 1,000 times. You really, 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 seriously, seriously don't know what you've got your hands on. Some of you do. But I don't think you really truly understand the deep depth that Rick is putting it in. He's listened to Irv and I and a couple other people. You have no earthly idea what we're fixing to do. I've been saying and saying and saying it. You think Pluto is far-reaching? We're going to put on a rocket ship and go farther than Pluto ever dreamed of. So I don't know what you're waiting on. I really don't. I don't know if I need to come and put a foot up your butt with some dynamite, but you've got a hold of something that everybody, this time next year, within a year, everybody's going to know who we are. And there's going to be some major, major, major influencers that we're going to be bringing on board, because the amount of money and the pay plan that we're putting together with this, you just have no earthly idea. So stop procrastinating. Get on the team. Start calling Herb and I. Start helping us strategize. And let's put together a think tank of ideas that we can take this team further than the universe. Into the heavens. I'd like to hear from some more people. I've got Scott's opinion. I've got Pam's opinion. Now I've got Richard's opinion. I know there's some more of you on here. What do you think of this idea?
Good, Sheila had her hand up. Go ahead, Sheila. Sheila, are you still there?
I'm here, but I can't talk now. I'm taking something out of the oven, my dinner. But I'll talk to you a little later.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I thought it was great.
Out of oven real quick. Okay.
I thought
great.
It was real good. I liked it a lot.
All right. Great.
I think it's don't take this the wrong way, but I think it's a little less boring than having somebody sit there for 30 minutes listening to Irv, even though it's to all of us, it's a spectacular presentation. But people, strangers, you know, are not that willing to listen to that because they have no idea who we are.
That's why we brought it and changed it up a little bit. Yes, that's one of the reasons why I suggested, Herb, we do kind of an interview and try to break up the style. Because
No, not true. That was it was Pam's suggestion, and we thank you very much, Pam.
Yes, it was Pam's idea, and then we took it. It was an idea about that. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Pam.
And furthermore, you know, specifically, the key is that as long as the brand partners participate actively so that we cover the material, my concern was, you know, we're missing some introduction of potentially some of the very important technologies that we have when we, you know, just do an interactive forum. You know, unless the right questions are asked, nobody will know about, you know, very important parts of the product line. So if we miss it in the interactive, you know, portion from the initial activity, the interlude that Gary and I put together, please chime in and ask the appropriate questions to guide it so that your listeners, first-time listeners, are going to get the full benefit of what we are really bringing to the marketplace. Thank you, Sheila. Appreciate it. Don't let your food burn.
Anyone else?
Pam, I had opened up your line again in case you had any comments, Pam.
I love you
guys.
That
was a great idea, and they jumped on it. Love it. They listened.
And well, and here's the thing. I mean, it's all a trial, right? So we try things, and we all as a team put, you know, our thoughts into it, and it'll just continue to grow. It's a living thing. So, yeah,
exactly.
I think it's awesome. And I love that it's really going to prompt all of us to get more on board. And so,
yeah, because it's your radio show. It's
I love the way you did that.
It's your radio show as well. And you can make it
so
whatever you want to make it. Exactly. Richard, is there any other people? Why don't you go ahead and open up all the lines and let's see if anybody will say something.
Okay. Go ahead. Ronald had his hand up.
Yeah, this is Ronald from Oklahoma. How y'all doing there tonight?
We're done.
Hello. Good, good. Is everybody excited? Wonderful. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah, can you hear me?
Can.
Okay. I had a question. I was studying up about the awards and the patents, looking for information about how significant these awards are from Nature's Frequencies. Can Irv, can you explain to us about these awards that Nature's Frequency has, you know, gotten in the life and time of the company, and how significant and important they are for people to understand, you know, what they are? Because I never heard of them until I started reading about them. It was very, very interesting to know, and I just want to learn more. Can you elaborate for us?
There was a lot of noise. Can you simplify the question, and I'll be glad to give you a quick dissertation.
I hear a lot about the awards that Nature's Frequency has and their patent. Can you tell us how significant and great that, you know, that means for everybody? What does it mean for everybody? Because I never heard of these awards, and I went to reading them, and I was pretty fascinating and interesting and great. So I wanted you to kind of touch up on that and let everybody know what it really means.
Cool. And again, everybody should be proud of those awards. Look at them. Understand that you have the ability to profit from a company that has earned those awards. That's phenomenal. The Gold Edison Award, it is highly sought after in the food processing industry. You know, in fact, you know, the year that the year that we won first, the second prize winner was IBM. I mean, you know, we were ahead of IBM in ingenuity, in technological advancements, in the food processing industry. Think about that. And the other thing that's really cool to understand about those awards as you begin to read what they are is that they are recognition for the significant work that this company is putting together. And ultimately, you know, you can't stop public recognition when you accomplish something that is important to the world. And that's exactly where we are. And as far as the patents, my brother was, you know, a serious inventor, you know, has about 30 patents himself. And ultimately the amount of work and the, you know, kind of intuitive, ingenious creativity that goes into thinking about something that's never been, you know, developed anywhere in the United States before. I mean, that's what a patent is, basically. You discover something, you ultimately apply for a patent. They check every imaginable competitive idea to make sure that you're not duplicating anything that already exists. And then after that process is completed, they specifically grant that unique patent for your idea. And understand, we now have six of those. We'll have a lot more because this is definitely in, you know, a very innovative company, and they're very receptive to great ideas, and we're working on several really cool things as we speak. And I'll tell you, every time that I talk to Rick, it just absolutely opens my mind to where this company is going, and it gives me a bigger and bigger and bigger appreciation of the privilege that we have of being, you know, as far as timing and opportunity, at the position in time that we are relative to being ahead of this opportunity. So, you know, think about being at the beginning of eBay or the beginning of Amazon. If you would have a financial stake in one of those things, well, you're at the beginning of something that literally is bigger. Why? Because we have technologies that solve some of the most complicated issues in every household, in every home, in every individual's technological use of you know, modern gadgets, in fundamental health, in optimal energy, ahead of the entire CBD market with a product that is much more efficient, less expensive, and doesn't have any chemical complications. These are all revolutionary facts, and once you begin to embrace them and you find the right people that understand what you, you know, ultimately are going to, as you experience more and more benefits from people that you refer to this information, as they begin to join you, it's going to be an experience that most of us have never had an opportunity in our life to have anything as remotely as impactful as what we have in our hands. Thanks for bringing that out, Ronald.
Well, hang on. Let me pick my jaw up off the floor for that explanation. Thank you, Irv. Wow.
My pleasure.
Yes, what you have is going to be bigger than Amazon. What you have is going to be bigger than Amazon when you stop and think about it. So what is everybody waiting on? You have no idea where all we're going. We're developing fuel stuff to be able to make your cars go longer on fuel. We're taking things like Zeal. How many of you ever heard Zeal, what Zeal is? Anybody know what Zeal is? Ronald, tell everybody what Zeal is.
Zeal is a combination of the top leading 55 superfoods in the world in concentrated powder form, grown in the most pristine environments in the world. It contains things like stabilized soluble rice bran and rice germ, which outweighs the nutritional values of hemp or CBD or any of that, or marijuana, any of it. It has more nutritional values, and it has 120 antioxidants by itself in that one ingredient. There's 55 superfoods in it, things like moringa oleifera, aloe vera polysaccharides, you know, just the top best of the best, turmeric. You know, it's just an unbelievable product, and it's been on the market for a long time. So it's basically whole food concentrates grown in the most pristine areas of the world, and they have a 77 top leading scientific advisory board that scoured the planet for it, these ingredients. And it's the best nutrition drink in the world. There is no better.
And I reproduced that, and I embedded it into, say, the Burn, and maybe had called it Burn Plus. Took that, all that, and literally pulled out every one of its frequencies that's in those, in that environment, and I embedded that into the Burn. How much more energy And how much more do you think I'd be able to get people detoxing, getting them energy, be able to work on their balance of their bodies, but the balance of their weight is weight management. What do you think that would do to burn?
Well, I'll tell you this much. It's already recorded that that product's the best in the world. When we take it, enhance it, and put it in our products, it'll be even better. So think about that. We can take any product.
Well, that's
product
what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. So, we can take any product in the world.
What it will do is give everybody better mind focus, clarity. It will enrich the cellular level of your body. It will restore and it will protect. That's what the formula is designed to do. So if you have the energy and frequencies of that with no complications of any side effects, because people say, oh, I might be allergic to one of the ingredients. Well, it don't matter. You won't be allergic because it's not chemical plants. It is energy and frequencies of the chemical and plants. So your body absorbs exactly what it needs. I mean, this is a true miracle, nature's frequencies. I mean, the creator of all things has handed us the greatest there is. I mean, he gave us abundance with nature's frequencies.
And that's what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen. So if you can think beyond your wildest imagination, you get me a product to get in a minor herb's hands, and you give me a reason and you give me a go, we're willing to take it to Rick. And if we can figure out how, like we were thinking about calling it just passion, and coming out with passion by itself. But then, you know, at the same time, we just want to enhance what all we have now to improve it. So let's hear from some more people. Richard, has anybody else raised their hand yet?
No, the other ones on are Bailey and Liz.
Liz, let's hear from you.
Can you hear me? Can
yes,
you
ma'am,
hear
I
me?
Can. Tell me what you think of it. Yes, what do you think about this format?
Yeah, it sounds good to me. It's too bad you can't have parties where you have people invite 10, 15 people in and demonstrate the things to them. I think that would really bring people in.
Well, with the new format that we're going to try to put together, where we're going to be able to, if my other partner and guy can pull this off, we're going to be able to stream this live to about 8 different other platforms at the same time we're doing the radio show. And we will be able to demonstrate things. We will be able to demonstrate things live.
I think that would be a great idea.
But it's going to be costly, which, you know, I basically said that I would, you know, I would put it up and basically pay for it. But I don't want to do this if y'all are not going to be inviting, because this radio show is not free. You know, this show costs money every single month to put together, and I'm not picking on nobody, but y'all, none of y'all are inviting enough people basically to pay for the show.
Well, I'm
we've
inviting
get,
people.
We got to get busy. Yeah. Hopefully this $20 card is going to help everybody.
I've been inviting people, everybody that comes into my shop. I give them a card and give them the information, and I'm so disappointed. I have only one person that called in.
Well, Herb
in
and
fact,
I are working
I
on a different
on,
idea.
I put it on to all my friends on my Facebook, and I only had one girl responded, and I told her, I know her, I said, call me on my phone and I'll give you the information to call this place. And she never even called me, so I don't know whether she was really interested. She sounded like she was. I don't know just how to go about reaching masses of people. I've tried.
Well, if you, I know you do, you just invite enough people. right. Who is the other person, Richard, as you said, that was on here?
Just point of reference, every Monday, there is a training call. Today, I don't know what happened to it, but I tried to reach out to Diana. I think it might have been canceled, you know, for one reason or another today. But today was scheduled to be the basics of how you succeed on Facebook. So, again, you're invited to, you know, join in on those trainings. They actually archive them. They're in our Energized Dream Team website resources so that you can watch them at your leisure or watch them, you know, a couple times and then call Irv or call Sheila or call Gary and discuss what you have learned. And ultimately, we all will learn from that process and get better at it.
Well, do you don't know what time they're on?
2 o'clock.
I believe it's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Monday. Every Monday.
Every Monday, yes.
There's a telephone number to call? Is it this
no,
number
no
to
lie.
Call?
It's a webinar, although it's on a Zoom platform, so you could dial in and listen if you want to instead of watch it, although it's much better to watch it.
And I call the same number that I'm calling now?
It's a specific training webinar Zoom site that they just use for that training.
Okay.
And again, that's available in a group that, you know, we invited you into that group. I'm not sure if you ever accepted the invitation. We'll have to follow up on that. It's called the Energized Dream Team. And okay, sure will. And again, it will come across as an invitation on Facebook.
Okay.
Yep, and all you need to do is acknowledge by joining that group. You join the group. And once you're in the group, you can see all the posts that they put there.
Okay, that'd be interesting.
Very good.
All right.
Anybody else? Rick?
Go ahead, Liz. What's your question?
I went to the doctor's today. It was just for a checkup. I was supposed to go in January for my six-month checkup. And I canceled twice because of the snow. I just went today. He's seen me, and he looked at me, and he said, "Boy, you're really looking good." I really wished I would have taken the number down and gave it to him, and I didn't do it. But anyhow, he asked me if I wanted all these different shots. He never asked me if I wanted the coronavirus. Well, then I met up with him in the hall when I was leaving, and I said, "You know, you asked me if I wanted this shot, that shot, the other shot. You never asked me if I wanted the corona shot." He says, "I knew you'd say no." And
Gary?
He didn't encourage me to get it at all. Well, the last time, 8 months or more ago, maybe it was 10 months ago when I was in, he asked me if I was going to get the shot, and I said no. And I looked at him, and I said, "Are you?" And he looked real, he kind of said, "Well, I have to get it because I work here." So I was surprised that the doctor didn't encourage me in one way, or he never said a word about getting it.
Yep. It's very good to have a practitioner that honors the wishes of a patient.
Well, anyhow, before I left, he said, "You know what? You're one smart lady." Yeah. He told me
companies that are basically telling their employees if they don't get the vaccination, they're going to fire them. And companies like that need to be sued. They should not make any employee, you know, take an experimental drug just to be tracked. I mean, that's BS. You know, for something I don't want to get into that because I think it's stupid. Individuals' right to do whatever they want to do. But anyway, Richard, who else do we have on here to get the one more person's opinion? You said, I forgot who it was you said that we had on here. Hello? Did I drop? Can anyone hear me?
Sorry about that. I was muted.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, I am muted, Bailey, 8306.
Hey, Barry.
Bailey, I think it is.
Bailey, okay. Hello? So I guess everybody's in agreement you like this format. Now, how many of you are going to participate, Lily, to where it's more fun? And again, this is your radio show. So if it's yours, are you going to work a little harder towards it? How many of you can see the real vision of this being bigger than Amazon? Does anybody besides Irv and I, can you see this vision yet?
Definitely.
And there's more products. I mean, Richard and I and Irv, I bought some products from Richard from another company, and we're having other stuff put into the relief. We're always looking to improve whatever we got to make it the ultimate. And when you understand that we can literally take literally anything, I mean, we won't do it, but we could literally take insulin and put it into a patch. But then we probably wouldn't be alive because they'd come after us. But we could do that. We could literally take and put insulin into a patch and give it to people. If you understand the true technology of what this is, you wouldn't be able to sleep. And then you wonder why I work as hard as I do all the time. It's hard to lay down and go to sleep when you know that there's people in Australia or the United Kingdom or Africa that's up and awake when you could be laying down and sleep. So all I do is drive, and my mind runs at 10,000 miles an hour. How'd I get more people from around the world involved in this and see this same vision and this same idea that we have? Because all you got to do is get one or two people that think like you, believe like you. Start with one person at a time. Take one little bite out of the apple and keep taking a bite out of the apple every day. Any wisdom there, Mr. Richard?
Hey, I enjoyed the new program tonight. It was very short, concise, and like you said, it'll be interesting on how we might bring something else in, but I think the idea of also opening it up to have people talk about issues that they're interested in, again, non-medical issues that they're interested in, if we can get them to understand that language, then they would have a whole a beneficial reason for being on each of the calls and, you know, coming on right at the beginning of the call.
And that's what we're trying to do, is get their name, get their number, get them talking, and then get their issues, and hopefully they will ask an issue that we could address with the medallions and cover all the products on a quicker, shorter time frame. That's the ultimate goal, because if we get people interactive, they won't think it's boring. And the time, and when they get involved and they get into it, they'll hang around, and then we can get into the testimonials. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Absolutely. How about if we were to come up with a $100 bill that would grab people's attention, make it a business card? What would we put on the other side of it that would let people know that they could get, they could make that every single day, two or three times a day, and let people know that that's a real $100 bill? How would call this number, and then we put together a number. We put together a number, and where they could turn that $100 bill, show them how to turn that $100 bill into a real $100 bill, and then you could use the $20 gift card as part of it. One side of the $100 bill, you take one side of the $100 bill, just exactly the way a $100 really bill is, and fold it up. You could wad it up, and you could drop it different places. How many people you think would pick it up? Anybody?
A couple other.
Just about everybody. Yep.
Then that's what we need to be working on as a think tank. What could we put on the back side of that would really grab their attention to make them call into the radio show? And how do you turn this, in other words, that $100 bill, the face of that $100 bill, how do we let them know that this is real, that they could turn that business card, that $100 business card, into a real $100? Any ideas?
I like Irv's focus on the EMF and, you know, protecting our families. So I think maybe we could do a good play on the PB&J or something that we were talking about the other night and get people
I bought that website, so, you know, if you,
you
and Richard and Jan, yes, I did.
Awesome. Oh,
and that guy
goodness.
Told me, he says, you know what this cost? He said, you stole it. He said, to get a three-letter website, he said, they're $100,000 to $200,000. Easy.
What?
And he said, and you stole it. I said, well,
yay.
That's my luck.
Good for you. So we can start working on that. Awesome.
Yeah, get with Richard, get with Jan. You've got their numbers. And get with Brett. And get with Brett. Let's start putting this out. If we're going to be a real team, let's start putting all these wonderful ideas and basically maybe sometime in the middle of the day when, you know, a time factor, you know, maybe once or twice a week that we put together the think tank that we get on a call, because we've got several other basically numbers that we've got, you know, calls and lines that we could open up that basically a conference line that we could put ideas together. Because the whole idea is to help every single body, even the weakest link, which is a brand new person or even a branding partner that has been with us for a year that can't get nobody. If we were able to figure out how to come up with that $100 business card where it looks immaculately real, you know, just like a real $100 bill, and have information on this side, people will pick it up. And when they pick it up, we let them know that this is a real $100 bill. They just need to figure. They just need to contact to how to get a real $100 bill in their hands. Because if we show people how to get a real $100 bill, you know, within a couple of days in their hands or less, how many people you gonna think is gonna stick with us?
A lot.
I started to say, don't everybody get excited at one time. I wouldn't be able to stand it.
A lot. Yes. Yeah, I think
you
got some great ideas.
All right,
you
got any ideas?
He's there.
Professor Irv. Scott, you got any ideas?
Hold on, Sheila, pop back up here.
Okay.
You're done with dinner.
Come
was it good, Sheila?
This for the real thing. Come redeem this for the real $100 or $100 thing or whatever you want to call it, but that's what I would use. Come redeem.
Start putting that on paper so we can, you know, we can get an idea, because I'm willing to basically go to the printer here, you know, like I left California Saturday. I left California Sunday morning, and I'm going to be sitting in Atlanta, Georgia tonight. So if that gives you any idea how I don't sleep, you know, you think about 3,000 miles basically leaving California on Mother's Day, and I'm already right now sitting in Alabama.
So
you
can
imagine how much sleep I've had.
For the real thing?
I like that idea. I mean, but we got to put more with it.
Well, yeah, of
Professor
course.
Irv. Scott. Anyone. Chime in. Richard.
Richard.
I mean, we got 15 more minutes.
Yeah.
Richard.
I will voice my concern, okay? I'm in another company. 90% of the people who I signed up, and it's 118 before I stopped signing them up, bought product. Everyone else in the company has 10% who bought and 90% who signed up that never bought a single product. So I'm product oriented. I talk to people who need a product. I talk to people who want to buy a product. We've got people on here who wouldn't spend the money on the product even when they made it. You know, and that's an issue because, you know, they need to have some product experience to share with people.
Right.
You know, so I network marketing has been around decades, and very often the big companies that went explosive, and companies go, they got, a lot of them had one product, and they really did real well, and they plateaued, came out with another product, went up higher again. And so the reason for the growth was generally interest in a new product that people could benefit from. They wanted that product, and so that encouraged both the people who wanted to use it and needed it and the people who saw a lot of people are going to need this product. But those people who say a lot of people are going to need these products have to talk to people, and they've got to find the people who need the product. So you got to know the demographics you're going after. I mean, I'm in a retirement community, okay? Everybody here needs everything. I mean, you know, that's, you know, the question. But 90% of them are ultra-conservative. I only listen to my doctor and do what my doctor says. So the percentage of out of the whole population within my community, there's basically about 1% to 2% that are really interested in using something for that benefits their health as opposed to medication. And they're adamant about it, you know, and they know me and they trust me and what I say. And I keep having people who call me up because they heard about a club and I start talking about some of the products while we're on there. And they besides what I talk about in the meetings, they want to know more about the products. And I get together with them and show them what they have or give them some samples. And giving out samples, so your idea here of giving out samples is really good because they work. And if a person has an issue and he tries our products and it works, and it may take 10 minutes and they're interested in, it may take 2 months and they get back to you. You know, when all of a sudden the discomfort comes back and they don't have any more patches and they call up and say, okay, I'm ready. Okay, I'm not sleeping at night. What do I need to do to get some more? Okay, so you know it's good when they come back with that. Okay,
absolutely.
So
yes.
I'm fishing all the time. I give out the sample packs free. Although I put in there originally, they're $5 to sell them. I give them out free. You got an issue here? Try it. Let me know how it works. This is why I explain it about it and tell them, give me, what's your issue? Let's talk about it later, see how it helped. And so people come back. As we start opening up with more people coming to the meetings and more new people coming in, more and more people will be getting free samples for issues, and and we'll see what results they are. So it, for me, it's fishing all the time, but it's fishing in a known pond. Again, you know, one of the other companies I was in, over 90%, 57,000 people who had signed up in that company, and a total of 400 who order on a monthly basis out of 57,000. Okay? So they signed up for the dream, and that's what we always talk about. I've been in a lot of the companies and live the dream. I've got a website, live the dream 24/7 or something like that, okay? But when you're doing that, everyone tells you that this is the best way to make money. We got, you know, that's the same thing you hear over and over again on all of the thousands of companies that are out there. But we actually have products that truly make a difference in people's life. And that's what Rick and RJ want to do. They want to make a difference. Now, part of that difference is also making money, okay? But, you know, you really, if you're coming on and you just want to promote, in my mind, and make money and not use the products, and, you know, maybe you don't need products because, you know, you don't have any aches or pains, or you don't need any extra energy, or you sleep perfectly and all that. You know, you're in that small percentage of people with that. But most people, you know, have an issue or have a spouse or kids or relatives that you can give it to them and see if they really work. So, I'm product based. I'm product focused because, again, I get a lot of people who only want to do that. But guess what? I give people who have signed up and had good benefits, I give them 2, 3, 4, 5 of my handouts, of my sample packs, to give to other people. And they do it. They'll actually hear someone who's got a problem. They'll go over in a meeting and they'll put on the patches and say, this is from this nice guy here. You know, ask him about it. You know, that works for me, okay? And, you know, I'd love to have other people.
I'm agreeing with what you're
saying.
Yep. I'm agreeing because what I do, I actually have a food freshness card. I buy probably 3 or 4 or 5 cases of water a week. I have started literally giving, when I give them a sample pack, I peel off one of the samples, the nitro and the relief, and I stick it on the people. And then I hand them a bottle of water, and I said, "Please drink this water." And I put that on them. And hand them some water. Because if you just hand a pack to them, they may or they may not use it.
Exactly. The quicker you can get it on them.
Stick it on them. The better you are. The quicker you can get it on them.
Yep.
Absolutely. Professor Irv, are you back yet?
Well, that's why I think that $20 certificate is going to be great. There you go. Go ahead, Irv. But I think that $20 certificate is going to be great because if you get their interest, like you said before, while you're waiting for your samples, why don't you use it on one of the products you think you're going to benefit from? And I think that's a huge step forward with everything. Over to you, Irv.
All right. Well, again, appreciate everybody for giving us your ideas this evening. We need to obviously step up our game. I know that Ronald had an absolute commitment, and, you know, ultimately he wasn't here. And I had two absolute commitments, and they weren't here. And Liz is having some challenges with the people she invites, but isn't kind of going to the trouble of getting an absolute commitment. So we all need to step up our game, and ultimately the future is bright, and we have, you know, only things getting better, and we're getting really close to an official launch for the company. All I could say is take action now, and you'll really benefit for a long time into the future. So thanks, everyone. Appreciate everybody's thoughts. And let's keep working to put it together so that we can make it easy for all of our new brand partners with simpler systems to create duplication. Thank
you. What we were talking about, Irv, is taking that $100 bill and then make it real on the front side, and on the back side, we have something about how to make this thing, turn this $100 bill that you just found into a real $100 bill, and then have incorporate how to get basically the $20 gift card just for listening to the show. How do we incorporate that all in together? And basically, because people will pick up a bill that they think is a real $100 bill.
Well, the reality is that, you know, the numbers are what they are. You know, will it be 5 people out of 100 that will actually take action to call a number, even if it says guaranteed $100 cash right now? So, you know, people need to face that reality. We'll have a tool that will help. It will facilitate a little more action. But ultimately, the serious success comes from independent representatives. That's why we are kind of given the designation as a brand partner. And, you know, literally, it's your enthusiasm. It's your ingenuity to specifically spark people to be willing to try out the Earthing Card or the EMF Shield right while, you know, you're with them. And when you demonstrate that, or you spray a little misting water on them from one of the freshness bottles, you have somebody that is absolutely amazed at some kind of crazy technology that we have available. So all I could say is, you know, take a personal initiative and do what it takes. The card will be a tool, and we all, you know, need to contribute and come up with ideas that will make it work better and better. But, again, don't depend on tools to create your success.
It's kind of like happy fishing and your enthusiasm. Your enthusiasm is going to generate interest. And then you fishing, it's just like going fishing. When you go fishing, sometimes you'll throw that lure out in that water 100 to 200 to 300 times and might not even get a bite for a day or two or three. It's just like going fishing. You have to create your enthusiasm. Because if you catch on fire, I learned a long, long, long time ago, if you catch yourself on fire and you have a lot of enthusiasm, people will come around you. You'd be surprised how many people's coming around me when I do crazy dancing, you know, and do TikTok things, and I'm in stores and just acting nutty. People will come around, and I'm gonna have T-shirts made that literally talks about Tesla new, and so should you. Ask me how to make money.
Well, that's a good thing to say. $100 bill. Ask me how to make money.
Yeah.
But
ask me how to make this real.
The thing is that works. What works is making an appointment with them that they can be on the call. Yes, there are extenuating circumstances where they say they will be on there, but if you don't make an appointment with them and show the urgency of it. It has to be urgency that you got to make an appointment with them to be on the call. If you can't be on the call, I have to invite someone else. It's by invitation only, and it's reserved seating.
And honestly, even when you do that, a lot of people don't show up. I mean,
well, you can't
the
please
numbers,
everybody
the
all
numbers,
the
numbers that we're turning out, you know, versus what this, you know, to produce and actually for itself. But we're not going to drop it because it is a way to help this team. And, you know, we're trying to figure out what we can do to help every single body that's here, even the weakest person. So put your thinking caps on, Sheila, Irv, Richard, Pam. Let's all put our heads together.
You can also say, is which night is we do these 5 nights a week, which night is best for you? So they have a choice. works both ways, but I always make an appointment. Always. It shows good posture. And, yes, you do have to get excited. I can't wait for you to hear what we offer. By the way, Richard, you asked if they have health challenges?
Issues.
Whatever
health
challenges.
Health
issues. Whatever. You asked
them? Well, it's different to have an issue than a challenge. Challenge, sometimes people don't want to admit it that it's a challenge. But an issue, yeah, they're much more open to sharing it. It's an issue.
Yep. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're down to about 4 minutes. I just want to thank each and every single one of you. Yes, Irv and I love you. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Sheila. Thank everyone, Liz. Thank everyone that's actually talked tonight. Teresa, everyone, thank you so much. You're a valuable part of this team. Understand what you got your hands on. You're an investor into a small but explosive, bigger than Amazon ever dreamed of being, if you think that far. And that's what you got. With that, I want to say good night. God bless you. We will see you Wednesday night. And if you're really serious, we'll see you tomorrow night on the Zoom call. Be there. And then we'll see you back on Wednesday night. Everybody try to have one or two people on Wednesday's call for this interactive interview style, new platform, and see if we can't make this thing explode. We love you. God bless you. And good night, everyone. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Irv. All right. Good night,
Thank
Irv.
You, guys.
Bye.